This is Wisdom Booklet number 8, studying Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. This is going to be a review lesson. You will need the Greek vocabulary worksheet number 8 and your interlinear New Testament, the Wisdom Booklet, your Bible, and any of the concordances that you may have around yourself. And I think it'll be fun. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray now that you would cause there to be joy and a sense of appreciation as these who are studying together begin to sense the material that we have already learned, that which they did not know before beginning this study, and that which they can now understand and apply. We pray that this would be a means of encouraging continued and deeper study in your word as we have it in English, as well as your word as we have it in these original words of the Greek language. Again, we pray that you would guide our time together. We commit the time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we've learned about 7 things together so far, and I'm going to urge and encourage you to take Wisdom Booklet number 8 and use it as the review, sort of the midterm examination period in your family. Apply it depending on the age and the comprehension of the young people in your home. The Greek investigation has the, on page 279, has the interlinear text printed for us, or you can look in your own interlinear text and find it within the context of Matthew chapter 5. Here's how the words are pronounced. Makarioi hoi katharoi te kardia hati autoi tan theon apsantai. Let me say it a second time. Makarioi hoi katharoi te kardia hati autoi tan theon apsantai. The Greek vocabulary worksheet number 8 has on the back side of it these words written again. If your young people are not comfortable writing Greek and all of the diacritical markings, then have them trace this or just have them write it out, whatever it takes for them to get acquainted and to become comfortable with Greek. Let's work through the wrap-up process then as we're looking at this particular insight through investigation, which is teaching us that which we've already learned, the 5 steps of discovering the meanings of Greek words. You will look, the 5th of these on page 280 is the Greek New Testament. And the 2nd sentence in that section reads, ultimately, however, we must determine the word's meaning from its usage in the New Testament, as it may be used in a specialized or less familiar way than it is in the other sources. So we're looking at how to discover meanings of Greek words. Indeed, in order to discern meanings, we must be able to pronounce. To pronounce, we must be able to recognize Greek words. So the first part of our examination process here is validating that your young people know the letters of the alphabet. They need to sing them or say them. They need to write them. They need to write them in both the small case and the large case letters. Part of the exam might be for you to point to various letters and let the young people pronounce them. The second thing in this examination process is to put together the letters into syllables. Now, you can do that as we did in the early wisdom booklets by making your own words using Greek letters to form syllables and words, or you can point to words in the scripture. By now, you should be able to turn to any page in the interlinear testament, point to a Greek word, and be able to pronounce it with a minimum of difficulty and distress. You may not recognize it, you may not know what it means, but you should be able to pronounce it. If you can recognize syllables in English and pronounce words that you've never seen before, you should be able to do it in Greek by this point. The third thing you need to do is be able to identify the purpose for each of the squiggles, the little diacritical marks in the text. If you point to any mark You should be able to know whether it is a breather or an accent or a point of punctuation or that little subscript below the line. And along that line, it occurred to me that in this Barry's interlinear text we have the footnote, the various renderings from other Greek texts. We'll come back to that in a future day. But the way that the footnotes are identified in our text is by small case English letters. For instance, in Matthew 5, verse 4, at the beginning of the word, we find a small case letter P above the line. That's a footnote marking, like in many of our reference Bibles. That is not a Greek letter there for purpose, other than to observe the footnotes. We'll come back to that. That's not a squiggle. That's a footnote marking. Identify squiggles. Then number four, you need to start recognizing English words hidden in Greek words, transliterations. We've seen several so far. Let's look at this particular verse, verse 8, and find some more. Makarioi, we've seen that, the word for blessed, hoi. And then this word, katharoi, means pure. It so happens, as our wisdom worksheet observes, back on page 273 under the medicine section, we read the word cathartic is from the Greek word catharsis, or it also comes from, back here in the linguistics column, our word for pure, katharos. In my dictionary, I find that catharsis is a cleansing, a purification process. Catharsis, then, is a transliteration from the word katharoi. It means purified or cleansed. It's a transliteration. You may ask your young people to identify another in this verse. There are at least two others. One is the Greek word kardia. You shouldn't have a great deal of difficulty sensing that kardia is the source for our English word cardiac. Indeed, cardiac arrest means that you're having a heart attack. Kardia, then, is an excellent example of a transliteration where the Greek word is now used in English, and it aids the memory process of the vocabulary so much. Just very easy to hold on to this. There's one other transliteration in this verse. It's the word theon. Theon comes from that root word theos, which is the word for God, and it's the source of our words such as theology. Theology is the study of, that's the ology, the study of God, theos. So there again, you can use the transliterations, and the more you look in this Greek text, the more you will find words that you recognize in English. There your vocabulary just grows and grows and grows in Greek, painlessly. So you need to see and test concerning the alphabet, syllables, the diacritical marks, transliterations. And then number five, depending on what you have developed with your family, with these outside resources, use them. The first of these would be the concordance. Make certain that your people can use the Strong's or Young's concordance. It would be excellent to have a word study of the word heart using just the Strong's concordance. See all of the different types of description. The heart is described as being in the concordance. Sixth, I would like you to try to either use the Englishman's Greek concordance or at least identify its purpose. The Englishman's is a terribly important handbook. You must be able to use the Englishman's in order to use the Greek text at our level of understanding. For instance, if you can look up the word cardia, which is the root word there for heart, in the Englishman's, you will find a very interesting study that goes beyond the Strong's or Young's concordance. And then finally, you need to use the analytical Greek lexicon. Look at the last word in our verse, opsontai. Do you have any idea what that word comes from? If you look back on page 272 in the Wisdom Worksheet, the bottom of the linguistics column, we find it comes from the Greek root word horao. How do you get from apsantai to horao, apart from memorizing all of these various forms? You do that by using the analytical Greek lexicon and looking up the word apsantai, and then observing that it comes from that root word, horao. Make certain that you and the young people are comfortable with using these several source books. If you're not comfortable, we will become so in the resources to come. Now, you have to take this and use it according to the abilities of your young people. If they are barely reading, take all of this in stride. In my home, for instance, my oldest child is only 8. And though he can use some of these, he's not proficient in Greek. He's not a scholar yet. He's not proficient in the English New Testament. But our goal is to train him and to guide him in that direction. And that's what your goal should be as we work through the insight through investigation sections. God bless you as you work here in discovering the meanings of Greek words and the applications to our own lives.